with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Southern California rocked by a strong earthquake near San Diego. The U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake had a preliminary magnitude of 5.2. It was near the mountain town of Julian, east of San Diego. No immediate reports of damage or injuries. The quake was felt as far north as Los Angeles. El Salvador's president has told President Trump he will not return a Maryland man who was wrongly deported there last month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During an Oval Office meeting, Salvadoran President Bukele insisted he doesn't have the power to release Kilmar Abrego Garcia back to U.S. soil.
How can I return him to the United States? Like, could I smuggle him into the United States? Or whatever? Of course, I'm not going to do it.
Top Trump advisors also made clear they have no intention to seek the man's return, even though the president said last week that he would do so if instructed by the Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump complaining about the pace of nuclear negotiations between the United States and Iran that took place in Oman. He said, I think they're tapping us along. The next meeting expected to take place on Saturday in Rome. Also at SRNnews.com, aboard Air Force One, President Trump says tariffs are still coming for semiconductors and other electronics.
Like we did with steel, like we did with automobiles, like we did with aluminum, which are now fully on. We'll be doing that with semiconductors, with chips, and numerous other things. And that'll take place in the very near future.
And the president says plans in the works to impose tariffs on pharmaceutical companies outside the U.S.
We want to make our drugs in this country. And by placing a tariff on the companies that are not in this country, they're going to move into our country, and we're going to have our drugs made in the United States.
President Trump aboard Air Force One. This is SRN News. Finally, some good news.
It comes from the Barna Group, a new poll that indicates 66% of Americans say they have made a personal commitment to Jesus that is still important in their life today. That's up 12% from just 4 years ago. And the report goes on to say that, quote, amongst the biggest drivers of the Jesus resurgence are young generations, particularly Generation Z and millennials. Since the pandemic, they have shown significant increases in commitment to Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More pro-life legislation advancing at the state level. The Kansas legislature has overridden Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill that would require that child support payments cover newborn babies. The measure also grants an income tax break for a pregnancy. In Florida, lawmakers there advancing a measure that would permit parents to seek civil damages for the wrongful death of an unborn baby. This is SRN News. Changes in the crab fishing industry.
After years of a shortened fishing season aimed at preventing whale entanglements off the West Coast, California crabbers are experimenting with a new fishing method, allowing them to stay on the water longer while keeping the marine mammals safe. The state has been running a pilot program to try out so-called pop-up gear and is expected to fully authorize it for the spring crab fishing season in 2026. Some fishermen have been skeptical, others say it works and can help their business. Jason Walker reporting.
Family, friends, and the public remembered boxing legend George Foreman at a memorial service in his hometown in Houston. Foreman was a two-time champ, and in 1994 became the oldest man at age 45 to win the heavyweight boxing championship. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.